السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكون من الصالحين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الناس من ينفع الناس، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected listeners, in this verse of Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us that, O people, O believers, you must spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that wealth which we have granted you as a favor before the day comes that the Malakul Maut, the angel of death, approach you and take away your soul. And then you regret and you ask and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, O Rabb, lawla akhartani, if you give me a little more chance, one more chance, for a little while, ila ajalin qareeb, what would I do? Fa'asaddaqa wa'akum minas salihin, then I'll spend my entire wealth fi sabilillah in your path, and I will become amongst those who are righteous. It's too late. Right now we are breathing. Right now is the chance to do something for our benefit in hereafter. You see, this is the human nature, that when he helps someone, he expect the thank or favor or ihsan from him. And this is not right. In ajriya illa allah, that if you do something good, it should be only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any other reason, not for name, fame, or regarded as a generous person, nothing like that. Because that's only charity, that's only donation, that's only deed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and accepts, which is have done only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. So first of all, we have to clarify our niyat, we have to think and ponder and admit this wealth is not belongs to me. It is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the day I'll die, it will be taken away from me. It is in my hands just for the temporary time and period. In that time and period, while I am possessing this wealth, I have control over it. Let me take advantage of it and spend in my life. Because there is no guarantee after your death, your relatives, your children are going to spend for you. Sadaqatul Jariyah only while you are doing for yourself. That's why in one of the hadith, the close meaning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Yaqul ibn Adam mali mali. That insan is always saying, this is my wealth, I earned it, I accumulated, I made an effort on it, I sacrificed myself. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is in reality his wealth? His wealth is only that much which he ate throughout his life, and the clothes he wear, or whatever he spent in path of Allah. And rest of it, he is going to leave behind, and it will be going to someone else. So in reality, your wealth is only your meal, which you are eating, lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever. That is your wealth. You are spending your clothing. That is your wealth. You are utilizing for worldly benefit, which is not wrong. You need it. In the third category, whatever you spend in your lifetime, that is regarded your Sadaqatul Jariyah, and that will be definitely recorded in your book of deed. Other than that, whatever you accumulated, bank balance, properties, that will go away immediately as soon as your eye will close. And then on Yawmul Qiyamah, you have to give the hisab of every penny, every cent, every dollar, how you earned it and how you spent it. And it's very critical. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in my last sermon as well, that the righteous people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them in Surah Al-Ma'arij 29 chapter, that وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ. Those believers who establish salah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their quality is that they have the specific amount in their wealth. Ma'loom, haqqum ma'loom, hukukul ibad, rights of the people. From whatever they are earning, they already have taken away the specific amount from their amwal, from their wealth. For whom? Lissa'ili wal mahroom. This wealth they take out every month, every week, every day, for those who are begging, or those who are unfortunate, those who are in need of, those who are vulnerable. So they already take out their rights, and they're not doing their favor. It is their right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqqum ma'loom. They're not boasting about it. They're not showing off, oh, I helped him. No, that was his right. Allah has granted you wealth, extra wealth, to help him. That is the balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the whole world. Some of them are poor, some of them are rich, and both are depending on each other. Rich people need the service from the poor. So they are dependent on the poor people. If there is no poor in the world, who is going to work and fix his, you know, his electricity or his plumbing or cutting his grass? They need service. And who is going to do this service is the poor people who are in need of money. So they are working hard physically in order to get the money. So both are, poor and rich, are dependent on each other. That is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, this is a very great test for the rich people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He grants you the wealth, then He expects from you to take care of the poor. That is the fundamental principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Surah Al-Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Any orphan comes to you, don't reject him, don't, you know, throw him away from your way. And if in any person who is in need of your financial support, you should help him. Don't say no to him. فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. The ni'mah, the dawlat, the wealth, it is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have to appreciate it, and you have to show your gratitude towards it. Oh Allah, you have granted me a wealth. The more you seek, even more you appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to increase it. This is the promise of Allah. La in shakartum la azidannakum. So this was the direct command to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the whole ummah, that any beggar come to you, you should not reject him. Oh, yesterday I gave you came back again. Go and work, you are healthy. Why you are so lazy? Don't say this kind of words. Allah has kept him in that condition. Think about, you would be on that condition. That's why Allah Ta'ala say, Rasulullah said, that yadul ulya khairu min yadi sufla, the upper hand is better than lower hand. So you must always try to appreciate that Allah did not keep you in that position. Allah can turn around. There are so many millionaires, they become beggars because of the flood, because of calamity, because of, they lose everything. And they are, you know, everyday evidence. So many examples. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the wealth, we should appreciate and we should take away some portion for the poor. Another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. This is very common hadith, including everyone, regardless of his religious, ethnicity, color, language, where is it belongs to, is for everyone. Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. The makhluk, the creation, the people of the world are the children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among these people is that one, أَنْفَعُهُمْ إِلَىٰ عِيَالِهِ or أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِعَيَالِهِ. A most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is who is beneficial to his makhluk. Just simple example, if someone does any favor, help your son was in trouble, involved in an accident, may Allah save all of us, or any kind of problem. And you went out of your way, you help him out. And if this news reached to the father, how much he's going to appreciate you? He's going to thank you. Thank you because you were there, you protected my son. You help out my son. You know how much he's going to appreciate your help. Likewise, all the makhluk, whether they are white, black, you know, in any way, anyone. If you are going to help him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will love you. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Give and take. Have mercy upon those who are on this world, and Allah will have mercy on you in hereafter. And there we need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. So if you kind towards the poor and destitute in this world, Allah will appreciate and Allah will help you in the next world when you need His mercy the most. In one other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Ittaqun nar walau bi shiqqi tamrin." As I explained in last sermon also, that don't regard any donation, any charity, small or insignificant. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you must protect yourself from the fire of Jahannam, from the hellfire, even by the piece of the date. And what is the piece of date? Not the whole date, one part of the date, little bit. Give sadaqah to someone. And that little piece of the date will be protecting you in Yawm al-Qiyamah from the hellfire. So if you give $1, you say $1? No, it's a great insight of Allah. Correct your niyat, give with ikhlas, and that $1 will become like Mount Uhud on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So any little amount is not insignificant. Spend as much or as little, you can do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, مَا يَنْقُسُ مَالٌ بِصَدَقَةٍ. It's also true, evident, that this is our human nature. We don't to spend money. We think if I give from my pocket, I'm going to lose it. Right? It will be decreed from my amount. Rasulullah said, no, it's guaranteed. If you give sadaqah, if you give charity, if you give donation, your maal or your wealth will never decrease. It will be always increased. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعْدِكُمُ الْفَقْرِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. It is the shaitan, devil, who is whispering in your ear when you come to the sadaqah in charity. Don't give. You have to pay this bill. You have to give it to that one. You got mortgage. You got this insurance. Where are you going to get money? You earn very hard. Don't just give it away. Don't just spend it. You will become poor then. Who will help you? This is the shaitan who make you scared of poverty. يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. Scaring you over poverty. وَالْفَحْشَىٰ. And the evil things, the evil deeds. Don't help him. You are not related to him. Why you take care of him? وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْمَغْفِرَةُ وَفَضْلًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, is promising you His maghfirat, His forgiveness, and His fadl, His favor on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So are you going to listen to the Shaitan devil, who is your open enemy? Inna Shaitan lakum adubu mubin, fastanibuhu. Or you are going to have conviction in faith and iman on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you spend, Allah will have mercy, Allah will forgive yourself. Then Rasulullah said one of the hadith, Da'u mardakum bistadakati. Lot of our relatives are sick because of the corona or any other sickness and disease. And we spend hundreds and thousands of dollars to get him cured, in the paying the hospital bills, buying the medicine, going to the specialist to save him, to take him. Nothing wrong. But look at what Allah, Rasulullah said, that da'u mardakum bistadakati. That you must cure or treat your patients, those who are suffering, through sadaqah. What does it mean? If someone is sick in our family, give some sadaqah to the poor. That sadaqah will help, Allah will remove disease from that patient, from that marid. So this is the one way to get cure, by giving the sadaqah. There are so many hadiths. I'll give one more hadith. Hadith Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, one of the famous sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Abu Zar, idha tabakhta fa'akthir ma'aha wa ta'ahat jiranak. That, oh Abu Zar, whenever you cook, like, you know, meat, you know, increase little water in it. Make little more extra gravy and give it to your neighbor. Now you think, just giving one bowl or half a bowl of curry or any vegetable, any cook item, it is not big thing, right? But here Rasulullah encouraged Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala and all the ummah. Don't think it's little. Even just increase, you're not going to do extra thing. Don't cook extra food for your neighbor. Whatever you are cooking for yourself, from that increase little more water, half a glass, one glass water extra, and that extra gravy, hand it over to your neighbor. That is also sadaqah. So as I said, don't regard any small thing insignificant. Everything is regarded and counted inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمُلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ. Very famous hadith we heard so many times, that when human being dies, all the book of deed is closed. He cannot do anything. No subhanallah, no sajda, no tilawat of the Quran, nothing. He can't do anything. His book of deed is closed. Illa, three things. There are three channels still open and continues. One of the things is sadaqatun jariyatun, a continuous charity, or ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, or the knowledge which is people are benefiting, or waladun salihun yad'u lahu, or he left behind a righteous, good son or daughter who are remembering and making dua and maghfirat for the parents after the death. So my brothers, these are the some things we all have to remember and think. Let me give you one report. According to the latest report, the homeless people population in the whole world is about 150 million. There are so many refugees, and you can count them. They have no shelter, no house. So there are 150 million homeless people in the world. In US, 567,000 homeless people are here. Although this is the biggest country and most powerful country of the world, look at the population of the homeless people in this country. And in California, one of the top highest homeless people population in the whole nation. Here in California, 161,000 people are homeless. 161,000. In our Solano County, there were 1,082 people are homeless. And one third of this amount are only in Fairfield. So, Alhamdulillah, our masjid, as we know, on 23rd of July, we have invited the pastor Scott from our neighboring church, and he gave us some detail how he's taking care of the homeless people. And he's keeping about 70 homeless people in his church and providing them breakfast, lunch, and dinner giving them clothing and cutting hair and taking care of medicine, everything. So we like to collaborate with them, with the city church, to help homeless people. And there are so many things, as he, you know, after the his talk, we sit down with him in the office, and his first concern was that he needs about 10 beds with the, you know, blankets and pillow and everything, full set of 10 beds. So alhamdulillah, on 25th, on Sunday, we had a meeting, and we organized one group which is called Al Ansar Helpers. And alhamdulillah, there were 14 brothers of this community, including Brother Kamal Muhammad, they were there. And this was our first concern, how to fulfill this need of the church. They need 10 beds. Within half an hour, alhamdulillah, among these 14 brothers, they pledged to take care of this bed. Everybody said, I'll donate one bed. It's about $200 cost. So alhamdulillah, that portion is done, alhamdulillah. May Allah reward all of them who have, you know, donated or pledged to donate this money to buy the bed for these homeless people. Inshallah, we're going to deliver very soon as we purchase the bed. That portion is done. But now, there are continuous needs. That's why we print out this flyer. Inshallah, flyer will be available outside. We're going to put on our notice board, as well as we're going to email to all the members of the masjid. Plus, it will be posted on our website as well. For the more detail, you can go and check over there. Those brothers who wants or sisters want to give Sadaqatul Jariyah, as I mentioned, in cash, most welcome, because that's how we will purchase the items which is required by the city church. So inshallah, the cash donation is most encouraged to give. You can put a separate box written in the charity for homeless people. You can throw your money anytime, any day, inshallah, in the box. And if you want to make the check, you have to make the check payable to Masjid Al-Noor. And in memo, you must write it down, this is for the homeless donation, that you have to mention in the check. So that money will separate, will go to the homeless people. What the items we require, according to the pastor Scott, he said we need for the homeless people socks, underwear, towels, face cloth, soap, shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, toothbrush, laundry detergent. These are the items is required. Other than that, canned foods, oil, rice, pasta, flour. So these raw materials, inshallah, we will deliver to them. And alhamdulillah, Brother Muhammad has made some containers in the library room with the labels. So whatever item you like to donate, you just go to that library room and put your items in that particular container. So that way, when the container will be full, inshallah, someone will go and deliver to them, inshallah. And we are only going to accept the new items, brothers and sisters. Don't bring used items here, because they're not going to accept it. That's why cash donors is preferable. So if we have cash in our hands, we can purchase the items which is the most required by these people. For the more information, you can contact me, says Dr. Lina and Brother Hanna, or anyone among these. May Allah give us tawfiq to spend our money generously in cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will be Sadaqatul Jariyah. Follow us. Jazakumullah khairan.